AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 21st of December. It is 7:20, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Freedom Fest lead organizer Steve Harmon and All Veterans Memorial Committee member Frank Lowry. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good to have you on board. Frank, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Outstanding. Well, the Freedom Fest committee was busy. We had a huge Freedom Fest activities list back in November, but the fundraising side of things is really culminating now, Steve, and we had a great check presentation this past weekend.
Right. We're always excited about this, Mark, and this is why we do it, as well as to recognize the veterans and their family members. But we did our first presentation this weekend, and it was our 18th consecutive year of making a donation to the amazing All Veterans Memorial. And we were able to join the committee and present a check to them for the amount of $3,250, which is a pretty good check for an event like Warrior Freedom Fest. So, yeah, we were very excited to be part of that.
Yeah, indeed. So that's very nice. And, Frank, your reaction to the donation from Freedom Fest this year?
Well, I was quite surprised, actually. I knew we had a good turnout, and everybody had a lot of fun. But I wasn't expecting to see that large a donation. That was just fantastic.
Well, and I'm sure, Frank, this will be put to good use.
Absolutely. We've got ongoing projects all the time, and just the regular maintenance of things. It'll just be put to good use.
And on top of that, you have the expansion, which is well underway right now. And what is it? So you've had two of the tablets recently installed?
Yes, they were installed, and stonework was completed last week, and we were able to do that check presentation in front of one of them, and things are just looking really, really great down there.
Looks like you have made a lot of progress here in the last few weeks, Frank. Not only the two tablets that have been installed, but looked like the bridge is coming along fine. So where are we at overall with the expansion?
Well, most of the difficult work is done. They still have some irrigation work to do for the grass and the other landscaping that'll be done, and the lighting, the basis for the light poles and the electrical conduit and all that kind of thing is in place, but still got to put the poles up and the lights up back there, and then there'll be a fence put up, and as things go along here, we're installing a security system that'll cameras that'll be covering the whole park.
Steve, from your perspective, why has it been so important for the years to be able to send some donations to the All Veterans Memorial, especially given with the beautification projects that are ongoing, but now the security projects here as well?
Yeah, we've been happy to be a part of this for 18 years, and KVO, you guys have been a part of this as well as one of our founding members, and I was doing the math, and we've been able to donate over $30,000 to this project. But it takes a lot of time and resources to have one of the most beautiful veterans memorials in the state. And I don't think people realize that over 100,000 visitors come to the park every year. We get folks from Fort Leavenworth from their foreign officers training program. It's a jewel, and like many things in Emporia, we're very modest, and we keep it to ourselves, but I think we have one of the finest places out there, and it those things don't come cheap, and we know we're only a small part of it, but we're glad to help. Well, we had a great year, and people love the park, and we have people giving donations on top of their registrations this year, over 25 donors just for that. And then we had over 30 people in the community and organizations that made some tremendous donations as well, major sponsors like Gravel City Roasters and Lyon County State Bank, 15 members from the Main Street organization of those businesses, and then just the community members as well from the region. It was nice to have over 300 participants that made this happen.
Yeah, Freedom Fest was just a great success once again, and it keeps getting bigger and better. And look where those funds go. Look at the beauty of the All Veterans Memorial, the expansions that are taking place. And, you know, the Tablets of Honor Project, Frank, has been, boy, something very special. And Tablets of Honor, Frank, that continues to grow, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And just as a matter of fact, yesterday I had another a lady bring in four more applications. And so we're well on our way with tablet number 14. And, you know, one of the things that the Freedom Fest donations helps us out with so much is, like I said earlier, the ongoing upkeep and taking care of things. You know, we, as the All Veterans Memorial Association, is responsible for the flags, not only putting them up and taking them down on the appointed days, but we have to, you know, make sure they're in good shape. And that's probably our biggest expense throughout the year. We have to replace a number of flags. The good old Kansas wind is not kind to them. And especially when you have days like last week, we just put up a new POW/MIA flag, and we're going to have to replace it again. But anyway, there's an ongoing cost there. Then we're also responsible for, we seal the stone around the different displays, and that's a more expensive process than most people might realize. And then there's just a lot of things like brochures pamphlets and stuff that we put out, and just an ongoing expense that is behind the scenes and nobody ever sees, but it's through donations from like Freedom Fest, and like Steve was saying, a number of people just make general donations just randomly, and it's just a great, great thing. It's truly a community and statewide supported memorial, and we're real proud of it, and we're real proud to be partnered with Freedom Fest and all those that participate with that. I can't speak for the whole committee, but I'm pretty sure I am that I just had a blast down there this year. It was great. And I encourage people to mark their calendars for next year. Have I got this correct, Steve, in that it's the first Saturday before Veterans Day?
That's right. I believe it's November 6th this year coming up.
Okay. All right. November 6th. So, yeah, what a great turnout. What a great day it turned out to be. Frank, quickly, before we let you go, you mentioned the Tablets of Honor, and I know of a number of people just after Freedom Fest that were filling out applications for people that they know to get on the tablets. If people are interested in getting on the tablets, how can they accomplish that?
Well, there's a couple, three different ways. Number one would be going to our website, which is All Veterans Day. org, and then click on the Tablets of Honor link, and there is a form there that they can print off and send in. And then there are also forms on the kiosk down there. We try to keep that box supplied with forms. And then I know that the there's different places around town, like the American Legion, the VFW on Industrial Arts, Jamie Potter down at the in the Crest Building has some down there. And I think the Chamber has some.
And what does it cost, and who is eligible, Frank, to be on the Tablets of Honor?
Any honorably discharged veteran is eligible from any time, you know, any era, living, deceased, no matter what part of the United States you're in, they're all eligible, and the cost is $150 per inscription.
All right. Okay. And Steve, before we let you go, you know, great donation to the All Veterans Memorial, but Freedom Fest also raises money for scholarships for veterans' families. And how did that go this year?
That went really well. In fact, we're going to do that presentation. We'll do a symbolic tech presentation to the local Kansas Army National Guard unit, our unit here in Emporia. And we raised over $1,000 for that scholarship, and we raised over $1,000 for the care package drive, which those have already started going out, thanks to the folks down at Emporia Main Street and the volunteers from Main Street that help us with that. And we got a lot of folks going overseas this year, so thank you to the Emporia and the surrounding community for making that happen again.
So when will the presentation for the scholarships be, Steve?
Well, we're hoping to do it during their drill weekend in January, so of course you, that could change, could adjust, but it'll be a nice early Saturday because that's when they show up late in January, and we look forward to sending those pictures out, getting everybody an update.
Well, what a great Freedom Fest.
Outstanding
folks,
stuff.
Money going for
Absolutely.
A great cause, indeed. Steve, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Great job.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for your support.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, and thank you, Steve.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right, Freedom Fest lead organizer Steve Harmon and All Veterans Memorial Committee member Frank Lowry on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slot right now, the Christmas Eve slot's all we have this week, but most of next week actually is open. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Barb Lowry joins us of the Emporia St. Patrick's Committee tomorrow talking about next year's activities.
Yes, Chuck said next year's activities. What does that mean?
Next year's schedule.
I think things are getting greener next year.
Yes, indeed, soon.
Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live in Local 731, 21 degrees. Good morning.
The team at First Choice Plumbing thanks you for trusting them with your plumbing needs.